I am Anthony Hernandez.
I am Ashley Lozano. We are ConnectoPod, and this is Changing the Narrative, Pacoima.
Today at Von Next Century Learning Center, we are talking with Yesenia Cruz of Pacoima Beautiful. Hello.
So you have some questions for me.
Can you define what environmental social justice is?
Yes. So social justice and environmental justice go hand in hand. So social justice is creating a world where we have equity. And what that means, equity, is beyond equality. So meeting people where they're at and providing the resources needed for them to succeed. So I got interested in this because I believe that everyone deserves to have all the opportunities and reach their full potential. So environmental justice, it's more about the environment and creating an environment that's healthy for the people living that environment, not just the environment itself, but the people who live there. So environmental and social justice just go hand in hand. It's about caring about the environment, but caring about the people in the environment.
Adrian Lomeli, what made you specifically fall in love with Pacoima?
So what made me fall in love with Pacoima, the people. So there's so much heart in this community. The people are just kind and amazing and want to change the environment, but also just they have so much to share. Working at Pacoima Beautiful has really made me feel part of this community and has allowed me to build great relationships, not only with the youth that I work with, but the community, the adult members. Just having a regular, for example, having a day at the office and community members coming in and bringing you food or bringing you fruit or bringing whatever it is, just coming by and saying hello and building that community.
Hello, my name is Cesar Rosales. And what do you think is our biggest problem that we face in our community as of now?
In our community, but also many other communities. I think that the way that we view things, specifically when it comes to profit, has become a huge issue, that we're choosing to profit over the lives of people, that we're choosing to profit over our planet. We are now in a climate crisis because these big oil companies, these big companies care more about making money than people living with really bad air quality or people dying in factories because they're producing all these items that we as consumers are buying. So I think essentially, I think capitalism is a huge issue that we face here and in many different communities.
Hello, my name is Sergio Gonzalez. And how long have the Pacoima Beautiful, how long has it been going on for?
Pacoima Beautiful has been around since 1996.
Hi, my name is Annalise, and it's hard to bring community members together for your organization?
So I think, yes, it is hard because everyone is very busy. Everyone has different schedules. Everyone has to make income to be able to pay their bills and pay their rent. So sometimes it's hard to go out and do something extra and organize and go to meetings and late at night. So yes, I think that it takes a lot of dedication and commitment for people to be involved, but everyone has the power to do that, to choose to be involved and make time for this issue or the issues that you care about in your community, because it's very pressing and it's affecting you and the people that live here.
My name is Leila Ortega. What is your organization's biggest accomplishment?
So we do have a lot of different accomplishments, but I am going to choose to talk about a recent one. So recently, the state of California awarded Pacoima Beautiful $23 million to make Pacoima greener. So this was a grant that we applied to with a team of people, and very soon you're going to start seeing a lot of changes. So this is called TCC, Transformative Climate Communities, and this is a grant to make Pacoima greener, which includes adding trees, creating greener transportation, adding green space. So if you want to be more involved and learn more about that, please come to our community meetings, come to our youth meetings every Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30 at Pacoima City Hall, and you will get more information on this great project that we're working on.
Ashley Gonzalez, where did the name Pacoima Beautiful come from?
One of our hashtags, if you ever want to look at any of our social media or anything like that we use, we use the hashtag Keep Pacoima Beautiful. Because sometimes we look at things from a deficit perspective, which means that it's lacking, but we want to continue to keep it beautiful and increase that beauty by making it cleaner, by bringing art, because that's something that we see here. There's a lot of artists that live here, that grew up here. There's a lot of murals here. So there's a lot of beauty here physically and then just within the people. The people have a lot of heart and have a lot to contribute. So Pacoima Beautiful is just reminding us that like Pacoima is beautiful and it will continue to be beautiful.
My name is Jenny Gonzalez, and what is your favorite part of your job?
My favorite part of my job is being in spaces like this, so being with youth. So part of my job is planning and being in an office and being at my desk and making calls and emails and all that. But my favorite part is actually being on the field and working with the youth. I am at different high schools that I work at. And then on Wednesdays, I get to see all the high school students and all the middle school students that I work with. So that's my favorite part.
Cesar Rosales, and what are some things that Pacoima Beautiful has done to spread awareness of some of our issues?
So Pacoima Beautiful does many things to spread this knowledge. One of those platforms that we use is social media. Others are campaigns that we have, community meetings, different programs that we do. Our current campaign right now is the Valley Gas Plant Campaign. We are currently working on that to phase out or to generate a plan to phase out the Valley Generating Plant that has been in this community for over 50 years. And we want renewable energy. We don't want to be forgotten. Three other plants in the city of LA have already, there's already a plan to phase them out, but there isn't a plan for the Sun Valley plant. And we want to make sure that we hold our elected officials accountable and we hold LADWP accountable to make sure that they create a plan to phase out this plant that is causing pollution in this community.
My name is Angel Ponce, and my question is, what does your organization hope to accomplish in the next 10 years?
There are many goals that we have, but our main goal is to make the Northeast San Fernando Valley, but just the valley in general, more greener and more sustainable. And that means making sure that all these sources of pollution that we talked about earlier, such as the freeways, the industry, the landfills, and the gas generating plant, that we had come up with solutions on how to make sure that we don't have those issues in the future and that we live in a sustainable place where we all have access to healthy food and we are also able to breathe clean air and we no longer have as much cases of asthma.
Ashley Lozano, what is the most important environment issue for young people?
So a big issue that I think many of you may have heard of is the climate crisis that we're in. We are at a point that we really need to make a difference now because all these different decisions that are being made by adults are going to affect you, are going to affect the youth. And the way that our climate is changing so quickly, it's affecting communities like Pacoima and communities around the world that are called frontline communities, which means that we live in places like Pacoima that have so many sources of pollution that are being affected the most by climate change. When it gets hot here, it gets really hot because we don't have a lot of trees, because we don't have a lot of parks, because we don't have a lot of green spaces. We have a lot of industry, but we don't have all those green spaces to be able to absorb all that heat. So this is a very pressing issue that all of us need to take a part to make a difference, to be able to, we can't stop climate change, but we could definitely make a difference in making changes from stopping the use of fossil fuels and going towards energy that's renewable.
We would like to thank Yesenia Cruz for being with us today.
Can you please tell our listeners how to follow your social media campaign?
Yes, of course. First, I want to say thank you all for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here and speak to all of you. I hope to see you all at our meetings. And also, if you could follow us on social media, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. For Instagram, you could follow Pacoima Beautiful. Just how it sounds. And then our youth page is UTEP, Y-U-T-E-P underscore. There you could see everything that we're up to, and you could also follow our social media campaign with the No Gas LA. Thank you.